Welcome to the Easter Sunday broadcast from Lansdale United Methodist Church. We begin this morning with our Easter Sunday call to worship. We weren't witnesses like Mary Magdalene that first Easter morn. We didn't journey with Mary Magdalene while it was still dawn. We didn't travel through in darkness seeking consolation from grief. We weren't shocked by seeing the stone rolled away from the garden tomb. We didn't in fear and panic run to Jesus' friends with the shocking news. We didn't weep sorrowful tears because we couldn't find our Lord. We didn't muster Mary Magdalene's courage to run back to the empty tomb. We weren't startled to see two luminous beings at the rim of the tomb. We weren't spoken to by angels asking us why we were weeping. We didn't have to explain ourselves to the unfamiliar beings. We weren't alarmed when a strange man asked why we were crying. We didn't plead with the stranger to take us to the body of our loved one. We weren't surprised to hear our name, Mary, uttered by that voice. We didn't feel our hearts leap for joy at the sight of the teacher. We didn't shrink back in the mystery of his risen holiness. And we didn't leap for joy and run to tell the good news, I have seen the Lord. But we are here now today to attest to that story, which hasn't lost its power. We are here today because of those who have gone before us, who carried this story as if it were the most precious gift of all gifts. We too are called to cherish the story as if it were a pearl of hidden wisdom. Sisters and brothers in Christ, take your rightful places here today. Be in celebration and in awe. What you are about to hear again has the capacity to change the world. Your very presence, wherever you may be, attests to life rising up from tombs of despair and into the light of the uncontrollable, unstoppable power of God. It's Easter morning again. Nothing could stop Easter from coming. And we will celebrate together again, soon and very soon. Happy Easter. Let us pray. O Creator of life and light, in raising the anointed Jesus up through, out of, and beyond the grip and power of death, you opened for us the way to unending and abundant life. May our alleluias on this day float high above the ceiling of what we think we know and transcend to the heaven of what we see, what we know, and what we believe, and thus live. Raise us up, renew our lives, resurrect our hopes for tomorrow. Through Jesus Christ, our living Savior, we pray. Amen. A reading on this Easter Sunday from the letter to the Colossians. If you then have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And now the Easter Gospel reading from the Gospel according to St. John. Listen for the voice of God's good news. Now on the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him, and he went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one on the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she didn't know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Don't cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary of Magdala went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. This is the Easter Gospel of God for the people of God. Indeed, thanks be to God. You know, the very first Easter was not held in crowded worship spaces. There were no cathedrals, no churches packed to the rafters. There were no parking attendants, kids' packs, coffee machines, or name tags. There were no vestment-clad clergy, crucifers, and candle-bearers. There were no choirs, no bands, no orchestras, no bell ringers. There were no Easter lilies, no hyacinths, no tulips on the altar. There were no crosses turned into flower boxes. There were no hymns, no canticles, no spiritual songs. There were no paschal candles, no offering plates, no attendance pads. There were no tableaus, no dramas, no skits. There were no ushers, no acolytes, no lay readers, no soloists. There were no hallelujah choruses, no vidor toccatas. There were no chalices, no patens, no baskets of bread. There were no baptisms, no confirmations, no testimonials made. No, there was none of that on the very first Easter. On the very first Easter, the disciples were staying in place, avoiding danger, hunkering down. They didn't venture out. They were afraid. They were grieving, traumatized by the death of their Lord and friend. They weren't predisposed to recall Jesus' promise that he would rise, he would rise, he would rise. Then Mary of Magdala banged on their doors. "They've taken the Lord. They've stolen his body," she said. A burst of courage sent some of them to the garden tomb. They stooped in to see the place where he once laid was bare. He wasn't there. They left for home dejected. Mary stayed behind. her fear and panic, her overwhelming grief, notwithstanding, she would not leave the garden. She went in search of the Lord. On the very first Easter, Mary was alone in the garden, or so she thought. Luminous beings were minding the tomb. She came upon the beings. They asked Mary why she was weeping. She said plaintively, "They've taken my Lord. They stole his body. I can't find him." From the corner of her eye, she saw a stranger approaching. Was he the gardener? Maybe he saw where they took him. "Sir," she said, "if you took his body, tell me. I'll take it." The gardener said, "Mary." Stunned into recognition, she saw the gardener was Jesus risen. She spoke in Aramaic, "Rabboni," teacher. Mary wanted to embrace him. He turned her away gently. "Not now, Mary. I'm ascending to the Father. Go, tell the brothers and sisters I'm ascending to my Father and to your Father." Mary bolted to the brothers and sisters, who were hunkered down and filled with fear, and she blurted out, "I have seen the Lord." And every single thing she saw and heard, she blurted it out. That's what Easter's about. And this year, we might for the first time taste a little of what that first Easter was like. We might get a whiff of the aroma of the first Easter. Still in our homes, daring to believe that hope is on the horizon, we will rise again. After a while more, when it's safe for all people, when it's the most loving choice for the many, we will come out, gathering together, singing and shouting the good news that God brings life even out of death, that love always has the final say. Look, I know it's been tumultuous. On the third day, the very first day called Easter, it was tumultuous too. John says Mary of Magdala went alone to the garden, perhaps to see a thing, to believe a thing. That's what trauma does to the human brain, to the psyche and the spirit of human beings. When the trauma is profound, fact and fiction, fantasy and reality are blurry. Seeing makes it real. Seeing made it real for me. My father's sudden death almost 28 years ago brought the Easter story home for me. Dad died on a Wednesday evening. We sped to be with Mom, my brother, and my sister. I remember the May moon that night was in a waning gibbous, exactly like my soul. The next morning, the family met with my family's pastors. Then Mom and I went to the funeral home in town. We set everything up. But I still didn't quite believe it. I had to see it for it to be real. So as we were leaving, I queried the funeral director about seeing my father. He was reluctant. Dad was in the prep room. I think if I weren't in clerics the way I am today, I would have had to wait. But there's a bond between undertakers and clergy. He asked for a minute to check. He came out and escorted me into the room. He cleared the room. It was Dad and me and God. Dad lay on a slanted table, covered up to his neck with a crisp, clean white sheet. He was peaceful looking, almost asleep. As I looked at him, I was running John 11 through my mind. Lazarus died 4 days before. By now he was stinking, his body wrapped in a tomb. Then Jesus showed up. "Lazarus," he said, "come out." And he came out. I thought, "Lord, it's only been a few hours. This one's easier." We'll say it was a mistake. A barely beating heart that spontaneously sparked again. No worries, no news crews, no shrines erected. It'll be just one of those things. I was playing out the conversation in my mind, but I wasn't praying it. I didn't pray it. Instead, I leaned down. I kissed Dad's lips. Stone cold they were, and hard. And then I knew. I already knew Dad was gone. But then I knew. Christ is risen. And one day, the tumultuous will end. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we'll tell the story how we've overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. Easter has a habit of coming annually, and nothing can stop it. Easter comes not because we're obligated to remember a resurrection from a fixed point of time in the past. Easter comes along every year like buds on trees, like blossoms on flowers and eggs in nests, as the annual reminders that creation seeks life, produces life, oozes with life, like the perfect wounds of Christ's traumatized body oozed with healing love. Christ's risen, glorified body illumines us with God's indwelling love in Christ. Mary Magdalene's trauma began on Friday, but by Sunday morning, the empty tomb traumatized her too. She thought the body was taken, kidnapped, stolen in the dead and dark of night. But then we hear, on the third day, the tomb was empty. Mary Magdalene found the empty tomb, the sign of God's intervening love. On the third day, God's intervening love came to heal, restore, renew, and recreate. Amen. I encourage you, on this Easter Sunday, if you haven't already done so, to be keeping up with your annual pledges and intentions of giving to Lansdale United Methodist Church. If you can, mail out your check, perhaps fill out that special Easter offering envelope to help us make up the wide gap in keeping our church afloat. If you go to our website, lansdaleumc.org, where you're probably already listening, you can click on the giving button, and you can set up e-giving so that our cash flow can be steady, particularly during these difficult times. Or you can even text message a contribution to us today. In the message part of your text message, simply write the words, Lansdale First UMC, all together, no spaces, and text that to 73256. You'll be able to make a contribution right away on your credit card or from your bank account. I'm grateful for all that the members and friends of our church are doing to keep us afloat in this little ark we call Lansdale UMC. And now let me pray a prayer for our offering time. O God of great gifts, this Easter morning we give you praise. We give you glory, we give you thanks. With resurrection humming in our hearts, our minds are attuned to your song of praise. We joyfully present our gifts to you, each a tangible chorus of thanksgiving, of harmony, of praise, and of hope for your kingdom to come on earth as it is in the heavens. Amen. Now for the Easter blessing. Kathy and I very much wish all of you a most blessed and happy, even the strangest Easter probably any of us have ever experienced. May this Easter blessing go with you. You had not imagined that something so empty could fill you to such overflowing. Now you carry the story like an all-filled treasure, or like a newborn child that rutches itself beneath your heart. Now the emptiness will bring new light in a new world so bright and full that you will barely fathom but on whose edge you do stand. So why would you want to linger here? You have seen, and so you are already blessed. You have been seen, and so you are the fruit of divine blessing. There is no other word you need, no other story. There is simply to go and tell. There is simply to begin. So go, tell, go in peace, and may a blessed Easter, and may all goodness follow your way. Amen.